Well, the park where you're at right now is called Olson Park, but there's a little bit of a history to it, and I want to share that with you. The founders of Fort Dodge originally set up camp on the bluffs overlooking the confluence of Lizard Creek and the Des Moines River in late August of 1850. Soldiers from Company E, 6th United States Infantry, had been sent to keep order between the various bands of Indians and to control the bootleggers and claim jumpers who preyed upon honest settlers moving into this region. By November of 1850, 12 buildings had been constructed and named Fort Clark. A short time later, the name was changed to Fort Dodge. In 1853, the soldiers were ordered to abandon the fort and move further north into Minnesota. Major William Williams purchased the entire fort and founded the city of Fort Dodge. Several years later, it became the county seat of Webster County, and by 1900 had grown to more than 14,000 residents, a sizable community at that time. When the army left and the threat of Indian attacks had receded, the fort buildings were either torn down or transformed into civilian establishments. A city square park, which is where our library is located, and a statue of Carl King is at, it's now known as Carl King Memorial Park, was established just north of the fort site, and a main street was laid out stretching for 10 blocks up the hill. The economic life of the town centered on this street, while the social life flourished on First Avenue South, where the wealthy built their mansions. Fanning out from the prairies to the east, north, and south were built hundreds of wooden or brick frame homes. Before the turn of the 20th century, electric streetcar tracks ran down the center of most streets. At the far southern edge of town where the streetcar ran, there was a station. Another park came into being on 70 acres of woodland donated by O.M. Olson, who was a substantial early citizen. This would play an important role in the development of band music in this town. This park is named after its donor, Olaf Martin Olson, who was born in 1849 and died in 1944. And you can see a plaque honoring him over just past the bus there. And I would invite you to see that later here. And there's also a monument over here to Carl King. There's a director's podium over here, which I'm sure you want to look at. From the Fort Dodge Messenger, dated January 24, 1906, we read, Senator O.M. Olson formally conveyed the tract of land known as Olson Park to the city this morning by placing a deed to the property with Mayor Bennett. Though the gift to the city was made nearly a year ago, in 1905, the final step in the transfer was not completed until today. The deed shows that the tract contains 70.81 acres, It will be filed for record at once. The park board is daily expecting to hear from the Eastern landscape artist who has been employed to draw plans for beautifying the park. The tax of $4,000 is due in less than 2 months, and active operations along the line of improvement will probably be started at that time. In 1915, the newly named Fort Dodge Municipal Band was playing a series of twice weekly concerts during the summer. The Wednesday night concert was held downtown at the city square, and the Sunday afternoon concert was held in Olson Park at 3:30 p.m. Carl King arrived in the fall of 1920, and by 1926, the summer concert season started in early June to allow time for the band members to play at various fairs and celebrations. Each week in the summer, the band played a Thursday night concert in the city square and a Sunday evening concert at 8 p.m. here in Olson Park. Until 1938, these concerts were held in a bandstand on the northern edge of the park, approximately where the splash pad and children's play equipment now stands over on the other side, just a short distance from where the streetcar station used to be. People came by the hundreds to sit on wooden benches in front of the city square bandstand or on lawn chairs at Olson Park. Children could run and play, cars could drive by, and the applause was often heard by people sitting in their cars and honking the car horns at the conclusion of each selection. In the 1930s, Carl King became dissatisfied with the accommodations here at Olson Park. Fort Dodge was expanding and the social center was moving farther away from downtown. The Sunday night concerts in Olson Park began to attract larger audiences than those on the city square. Our band historian, Nancy Olson, will tell you more about the development of this new band shell in our program a little bit later. But right now, we want to get back to some music and tell you that Carl King was a leader in writing music for school bands, and he would very often be invited to go to different mass band rehearsals or performances or whatever from Fort Dodge here, and he would frequently write a piece of music to honor whatever group he was going to work with. Our next one is called Arkansas School Bands March, and it's written, obviously, for bands in Arkansas where he would have directed. So here it is, Arkansas School Bands.